Okay, good morning. We are continuing on the Sefer Tomer Devorah. We're in Perek Aleph on the fourth Midah of She'iris Nachas. So again, as the Ramah continues on describing and explaining each of the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we relate to them through the Psukim and Micha, the Psukim that we say in Tashach every single year, that describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capacity to allow us and to connect with us while we do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us She'iris Nachas So. She'iris, as we're going to see, the Ramak is going to describe as from the Lashon of She'er, of a relative, of closeness. And that's the definition of She'er. Again, Nachas So is inheritors, people who take that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and we keep going to the next generation. So we'll see how he explains it. Says the Talmud Devora, again, Mida Dalit, She'iris Nachasa. Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'snaheg im Yisrael b'derech zeh. This is how Hashem conducts himself with Klal Yisrael. Lomar, ma'asel Yisrael v'hem krovai. What can I do about B'nai Yisrael? I mean, what can I do for them? Because v'hem krovai, because they are my relatives. Meaning they are closest to me, right? And therefore, from the lashon of she'er basar li imahem, they are closeness of relatives. And that when you have a person who's a close relative of yours, to that person, you'll do anything for them. We always say, when it comes to family, people will do things that they will not do for anyone else in the world. They say as a maisa with Reb Chaim Ozer Gazinsky, the great Gaon, before the war, was at an asifa of Gedolei Torah. And while he was there, he was about to meet with a number of Gedolim on a number of pressing issues, when all of a sudden someone came into the room and said, Rebbe, your close relative is here to come see you. He dropped everything in order to go see that person. And they said to him, Rebbe, how could you go? There's all these Gedolim here. He says, when it comes to family, you're not allowed to then withhold yourself from going to them. As the pasuk says, "Ubsarcha lotis alim." When it comes to Hashem's avida, that which is your basar, that which is for you, your flesh, you can't hide. So using that pasuk, a play on words, right? So he felt that likewise, when it comes to a relative, you have to do whatever you can to be there for that person. So he continues on and he says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol says shehim bazug la Kadosh Baruch Hu v'kara labiti," and we are like a match, a companion. We are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem calls us BT, his daughter, Achosi, Imi, right? We are like the closest relatives of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Can appear to you, as it says in Shir Hashim Rabbah, V'chsiv Yisrael im Krovo, right? Likewise, Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, they are Krovim. They are literally relatives. As we say in the Zohar, Yisrael v'Araisa v'Kutcha v'Brichu Chadim. They're all one connected. We are intimately connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to us. We are all related to each other. And therefore, Hashem has endless love, endless rachmanis for us. It says, Mamish karva yesh lo imahem ubanavim. They're literally our relatives. V'ayinu l'she'iris nachlaso. And this is what it means, that we are she'iris nachlaso. Lashon she'er basar, a language of she'er. The language of She'er is used, likewise, when it comes to a husband and a wife. That a wife is Lashon of She'er, of Krivas, of closeness. To the extent is where the Gemara, the Tosas, Baal Basra, Kufya, Gimel, Amin Aleph tells us that when it comes to Yerusha, when it comes to passing down wealth and property, that if a woman is pass away, that her Baal, her husband, is the closest person to her, that she gets the Yerusha, even to her children. Because why? Because again, the Baal's Yorish from the She'er. So likewise, the concept of She'er, we know that when it comes to husband and wife, we say in Halacha, Isha v'Gufa, that they are one person, that they are the same Halacha, that they're the same concept, they are intertwined all together. It says that Ramak v'sof sof heim nachlasa uma omer, and so Hashem says, what could I say when they sin? Im anisham, if I punish them, hare ka'ev alai. It's a very powerful language. If I punish them, that will pain me. Meaning literally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish us, it pains him. It pains him. Kedechsiv, b'chol tzarasam lo tzar. We'll explain the pasuk in a moment. The famous story of Ari Levine, when he and his wife had once come to the doctor. So the doctor said, yes, how can I help you? And Ari Levine says, my wife's foot is hurting us. Again, it's a shared pain. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. He's literally she'er with us. So he says, continues on, the pasuk says, "B'chol tzarasam lo tzar." That all their pain, meaning all of Klal Yisrael's pain, lo tzar. He is pained. Siv ba'alef. It's spelled with an aleph. Le'lomar she tzara magia la'pele ha'elyon v'chol shekein ledu partzufim. And the pain goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if we are du partzufim. Du partzufim is a Kabbalistic term for that we are flip sides of the same coin, literally, that it's as if a being with two faces. So when we are likewise, we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are du partzufim. Shebehein ikar hanhaga v'karina bevav lo tzar. That we read the pasuk as if he has tzar, he himself has pain. Likewise, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us on Memvav Amen Aleph, Amar Emeir says, Bizman Sha'ada Mitztair Shlina, that when a person is Mitztair, Shlina Ma Loshan Omer, so what does Shlina say? Kalani Meroshi, Kalani Mirizroli, that my head, how pain is my head, how pain is my arm, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain. It's why we assume, as mentioned in many of the Midrashim and Eicha, that there's a concept of Shlinta Bigalusa. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send Klal Yisrael out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of Eretz Yisrael, he himself was also kiviyachol put in galus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt our pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to our pain, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the pain whenever we are suffering. He continues, v'chsiv v'tikatzer nasho ba'amal Yisrael, and likewise his soul, kiviyachol, is like cut off through the work and the pain of Klal Yisrael. Because it's so hard for him to bear the pain and suffering of Klal Yisrael because he is our Nachala. Says the Ramak, what's the lesson? What are we supposed to conduct ourselves? How do we learn from this? Kacha Adam Im Chaveiro. Kol Yisrael Heim She'er Basar Elu Im Elu. All Jews are connected to each other, likewise as She'er, these and these. Why? Because our souls are completely intertwined. That each one has a chelek of neshama of the other one. And we're going to see this has incredible ramifications and a lot of hashkafic concepts. He says, and therefore we can see the following totsa that comes out of this. You can't compare when many people do a mitzvah. Why? What does it mean? Says, right, it's the front of Yikra. If a lot of people do a mitzvah, you might think, okay, what's the big deal? It's just a lot of people doing a mitzvah at the same time. I'm putting on tefillin, and you're putting on tefillin, and you're putting on tefillin. Says the Sifra, not true. Then when we come together to do a mitzvah as a group, so there's a greater sense of kedusha because there's a greater mitzvah because we're all being mekayim in the mitzvah together, and our neshamos are being mekayim in the mitzvah exponentially. The chol zemivnei klalusam. This is because we're all grouped together. V'akach pirshu azal. Right. This is what the Gemara in Brachos tells us. Ahanimna miasar rishonim. The Gemara tells us that it's always best to be one of the 10 first people in a minyan. And even to the extent where the Gemara says, "Afil meya ba'im acharav, v'kabel schar keneged kulam." Even if 100 people come after that first 10 gets the schar for everyone. So normally we assume when we read that Gemara, we assume that means that the people who just come after that, it's not dafka meya, not necessarily 100, but everyone who comes after that. So, however, the Ramak explains it a little bit differently. He says, "Mipnei shahasara hin kolulim elu be'elu." Why is that first 10 special? Because those come together, those people, they join as one group. And their neshamos ki'il are mitstarif with each other. They join together with each other. And therefore, harihim eser tamim asara heimeya. And therefore, every 10 subsequently that comes after that likewise groups together. But yet, all of that reflects back to the same level of shchina, of mitzvah, of schar, to that first 10. And therefore, they become an exponential group. It's 10, it's not just a group and then everyone else. It's 10 and then 10 and 10 and 10, and it grows exponentially that much more over and over and over again. V'kol echad mehem kol mimeya. So therefore, says the Ramak, im kein, if so, fil yavo meya hu yesh lo schar meya. He's a star of 100 people. V'chein mitam zeh Yisrael, arevim, zeh azeh. We know there's the concept of arevos, that every Jew is responsible for each other. V'bnei shemamish yesh b'cho echad chelek echad mechaverim. Because each one has a portion, literally, of his friend. Rav Aaron Cutler, in his Sefer Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, in Chelek Aleph, on page Reish Lamed Hey, tells us the following. He says, the Medrash Tanchuma, the beginning of Nitzavim, the Medrash says as following, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, as the Pasuk says, Kulchem Arevim Zebazeh, that you are standing here at the mountain and you are all responsible for each other. The Medrash continues, Afila Echad Beinechem Kulchem Omdim Bezchusa, even if one of them among you is standing with his chus and has merits, Lo Atem Bilvad Ela Kol Olam Kulo. Even if one person has merits, it's as if you all have merits, meaning you all share together a combined, a shared mitzvah, a shared schus, and you are responsible for each other. We see the concept of arevos. It doesn't only apply for averos, God forbid, it also certainly applies for mitzvos and zechuyos as well. Rav Aaron Cutler likewise points to the story in Yehoshua by Achan, that you could have a situation where Achan steals from the booty of Yericho, and yet other people are killed because of his avera. How does that work? So Seth explains to Aaron that only works mitam arivos. And Ramah continues, v'kishachote ha'echad pogem atzmo upogem chelek asherich avera. And therefore, when somebody sins, he is pogem himself, he literally creates like a stain on himself, and likewise to his friend's chelek. Nimtza mitzad ha-chelek ahu. And therefore we are all part of the same chelek. Haveiro ari elav, his friend is mixed with him. Im kein heim she'er zeh im zeh. We are all relatives, one with the other. And this evokes the famous Medrash Rabbah and Emor about the Dalad Minim, that each of the Dalad Minim represents a different member of Klal Yisrael. But yet, we have to understand that Medrash in its simplicity, in that while each of those species, they are crucial, and if one of them was not there, so then the entire mitzvah doesn't take place, it doesn't get off the ground. Likewise, we know the Zohar tells us that Yisrael is a notrikun, that Yisrael stands for the word of Yish, Shish, and Ribra, Osius, the Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. While we know there are obviously not 600,000 letters in the Torah, but yet still, we understand the concept that each Jew is represented by a letter in the Torah, and therefore if one Jew is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, that impacts the rest of us. It impacts all of Klal Yisrael. With this, likewise, we understand the famous question that's brought down by many of the Achronim, that how could it be that a person could fulfill all 613 mitzvos? You have to be a man and a woman and a kohen and a king to do all the mitzvos. So we know the concept exists that from the Achronim, the Ma'arik, and others, that when a person fulfills their mitzvos, not only am I doing my mitzvah, but you're doing your mitzvos, and she's doing her mitzvos, and as we all do our mitzvos together, we join as one collective body of Klal Yisrael. And then by there, we fulfill all of our mitzvos. And with that, we can perhaps understand the Gemara. Menachos tells us that Torah tziva lanu Moshe mo rasha ki hilas Yaakov. So the Gemara says that Torah is gematria 611 plus the two mitzvos of the first two aseret hadibros that were said out loud gives us 613 mitzvos. The Gemara then says that the mitzvos correspond to both the limbs and the sinews of the body, in ases and los ases. Why is it referring to the body? Because again, we are each part of the body, of one connected Klal Yisrael as one body. And therefore, my body is incomplete if I don't have a hand. Because my hand is you, and my arm is you, and my leg is you. And we are all coming together to fulfill the mitzvos in order to have one complete body. So we say, the Rav Soloveitchik used to point out that when it comes to the Viduah Yom Kippur, so we go through Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, and I have to ask forgiveness for each one of my Averos. And in my personal Shema Esrei, we're crying, we're asking for forgiveness, introspection. But when it comes to the public Viduah, when it comes to Chazar HaSashatz, what do you say? Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu. We could sing it. What a chutzpah we have to sing the Viduah. But the Rav said we can sing it confidently because when we come together as a group, when we come together as a klal, so then we understand what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. Ramah continues, V'achein roi la'odam li'yos chafetz v'tuvaso shachaveiro. And therefore, we have to always want what's best for our friend. V'ino tova al tovas chaveiro v'kvodo yachaviv alav kishalo. You have to want what always the best for your friend, and always hid to honor of your friend should be chaviv, should be special to you, like your own honor. Shari hu mamish, because you are the same person. Say the story about the Sama Rav, that when one time somebody who was known as was opposed very strongly to the Tzioni Hashkafa and to a lot of things I want in Eretz Yisrael. But he was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik, and he was somebody who gave out endless tztaka and did for the klal and did so much for Klal Yisrael. And at one point in time, all of a sudden there's a knock on the door in the Beis Medrash, in the Samar Beis Medrash, and in walks a Tzioni in the 1970s with a big, curly, haircut with a tiny little yarmulke in the middle, short shorts, somebody who did not look like the rest of the Satmar Beis Medrash. And he walks up to the Rebbe, and everyone's, kind of stopped what they're doing, looking to see what's going to be with this conversation with the Rebbe and this guy. And the guy turns to the Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, I need help. He says, my daughter needs oral surgery, and I don't have enough money. Please help me. I heard that the Rebbe gives out money. So the Rebbe, without blinking, takes out his checkbook out of his pocket, writes the man a check for $2,000 in the 1970s on the spot, hands it to the man, bracha v'hatzlacha, and the guy leaves. And the shamish turns to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, how could you give the man so much money? He has nothing to do with us. He's opposed to everything that we believe in. The Rebbe turns to him and says, if it was my brother that walked in and asked for the money, wouldn't I give him the money? So what does it make a difference if this brother is the brother that was born from my mother or the brother that's connected to me, to my neshama? And that's a tzaddik. If we understand that we're all connected. Tam zeh, says the Ramak, nitzdavinu v'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. This is the concept of v'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha in its essence. This is what it means to love your friend like you love yourself. V'roi sheyirtza b'kashrus chaveiro v'lo yidavir b'gnus haklal. You want always what's best for your friend. You never talk down about your friend. Only wants our best. Would never pain us. Because he loves us. Because he's close with us. Because you don't want your friend to suffer, because you're going to feel the same suffering, the same pain. Oh, ba'osa tova, or the good. What is v'yahavta reicha kamocha? Reicha kamocha, the Ramban tells us, the Parshas Kedoshim has to be balanced with the concept of chayecha kodmin, that we know that our life comes first. So how could it be that we can love our friend like we love ourselves, but our life comes first before our friends in general? So how could it possibly, how do we balance the two? The Rabban tells us that you don't have to actually do for your friend as much as you do for yourself. If you're thirsty, you don't have to bring your friend a drink. But the Ramban tells us, and again, there are other shitas, but the Ramban tells us that you have to love your friend to the extent that you want for him what you want for yourself, which is a very, very high level in and of itself. I was zoche to work in Camp Hask for 9 years, and I saw endless v'haftarecha kamocha every moment of every day. And in Camp Hask, two of the most famous campers had passed through those amazing gates were a camper named Baruch and a camper named Itzik. And Baruch was somebody who davened for the Amud. He was a very high-functioning camper, and he loved to daven for the Amud. He loved all things to get kibudim during davening, saying brachos, glila, psicha, whatever it could take in order for him to get a kibud at Shacharis. There was also another camper, Itzik. Itzik was a little more understated, but he davened every day. He came to Minyan. He got a lios, and he also very much loved it whenever we could give him a kibud, but he was more understated. So I'll never forget one time, Itzik got psicha on a Monday, on a regular day. Itzik went, he opened the Aron Kodesh, he passed the Sefer Torah to the Chazan, and Baruch was, who we thought was going to be upset because Itzik got psicha, Baruch runs over to Itzik, hugs him and kisses him, and he says, I'm so happy for you that you got psicha. That's v'haftarecha kamocha, that's the concept of she'er. We have to think very carefully about how to treat others. What does it mean to treat other people, to love them and care for them, whether they are quote-unquote related to us or not related to us, just because they are our she'er. And to the closing thought, Rav Moshe Tarragon from Gush once said that we have to think about whenever we hear suffering in Klal Yisrael, whether it's close to us, part of our family, or quote-unquote, our camp, our yeshiva, our community, or it's further away, how do we relate to that? He said, when we hear about a terrorist attack, Rachmana Letzlan Lo Aleinu in Eretz Yisrael, how do we relate to that? What do we do? Do we feel pain for the Yidden in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael? Right, Tarragon said it in his family, in the Tarragon house, if there's a terrorist attack, that day they don't eat something special that they were going to have, a snack, a dessert. That's how they were mechanech their children. If it happened in a different community, in a different part of Eretz Yisrael that they couldn't relate to, but as his children were growing up, in order to help sensitize them to suffering of Klal Yisrael and suffering of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they held something back. Something to think about as how to connect Klal Yisrael, how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way to recognize that we are all one people and all one soul. Have a wonderful day.